What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Break out the spices and turn on the oven because it's time to roast Jax Taylor. We're going to cover Vanderpump Rules Season 5, Episode 12, Jax's Roast, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
About to blow.
Love her. Good call with the Kesha blow.
Just a little subtle nod to one of the jokes.
Things that circulate.
Jax's Roast.
Yeah.
Who told this joke? Schwartz. I think Schwartz.
About the blow?
Yeah.
I felt like it was multiple people.
Sandoval or Schwartz? One of them. Both, maybe. Anyhow.
I think it was Sandoval because he was like, I can't feel my teeth. And then he showed the painting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started, guys. It's Megan Stecker back with your Vanderpump Rules recap show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am joined by my two favorites.
Oh, ladies first.
Oh, thanks. Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis, and I have THO. That's what Brittany called it, right?
Titty hard on.
Titty hard on.
This show is messy. Messy.
That's all. I'll give you guys my handles later.
I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And guys, don't follow me. I'm just kidding.
Where can they find you, young lady?
It's all at Megan Stecker. All those handles on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Yes, and if you are watching us live right now, join us in the chat. We have a bunch of viewers, and the number keeps going up. Cool. You know what always makes me laugh? That we've been on for less than 60 seconds, and we already have one thumbs down.
Whoa. I have one person in the world that I know who it is. Hey, girl. Thanks for watching every week and complaining.
Maybe it's my jacket. Maybe they don't like my jacket. I don't know. Or Megan seems
Ooh,
to know.
Megan's
who it
raising
is.
The eyebrow.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me either.
The haters are going to hate, evidently.
And roast us.
Yeah. That's okay.
Wink, wink. You know
well,
who
as
you
Megan
are.
Said, hey, girl.
Wink, wink. Okay, let's start it off. What an episode.
Yeah.
I loved it. You didn't love it.
I gave it a C.
Oh, okay.
A C, wow.
C plus.
Okay.
Compared to last week, I thought last week was like, woo, a lot of drama, a lot of action.
What happened last week?
I don't even remember. I just remember being like, it was a really good episode.
they had the bridal shower last week.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drama.
And Ariana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the drapes that Katie wore?
Oh. That's how you remember it, I
yes.
guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they tried to tell her this week that it was stylish. They were like, best wedding shower outfit. Ah. And I was like, don't really think so.
We were going right into it.
Shout out to our hater. Okay. So Sheena is in a fight with Kristen and Stassi over the bridal shower money. I feel like this is like every single girl goes through this. When they are a bridesmaid.
It's every single girl, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like there's a group of people that think, okay, we're going to tell everyone they all owe this amount, which is usually like the one or two top girls that are closest to the bride and yeah. they plan everything. And then the rest of the girls are stuck either saying nothing and paying or putting up a fight and saying, well, I didn't agree to that.
And then you run the risk of being the cheap friend.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
But tale as old as time.
There's a difference, though. When it's $1,500 and you think you're splitting it eight ways, which I think was the initial, like, hey, let's split it eight ways, that's a huge difference from just three people splitting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. I wouldn't have liked... I'm on Sheena's side. That's a big turn.
I am, too, 100%. The thing that I don't like is that feeling of it being produced where they're trying to make it seem like Sheena's on a server's budget.
Right.
Where she's like, that's a shift, guys.
Because I was annoyed thinking, like, you guys make so much money doing
right.
this show. So to pretend like 500 is so awful for you.
Yeah, and if Katie's one of your best friends, then maybe you should just pay for it and then actually be a part of the group.
But I think her argument, too, was that she wasn't involved in, like, the decision-making, that it was getting to $1,500.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. She should have been in the know.
Right. Like, I'm on Sheena's side because of that. But it's also, like, let's not make it seem like $500 is a bank breaker for these girls.
Right. Agreed. I agree that the price point was a very, like, if it was $15,000, I'd be like, okay, what's happening? But, yeah, $1,500, agreed. I think that they all have the money. It's just, I think she was more offended that she wasn't included with the planning.
Mm-hmm.
She should be.
I am. I'm pissed for her.
Yeah.
I remember her saying last week, I wish they would include me and tell me how much everything's costing. Who spends $200 at Taco Bell? And it was such, like, an out-of-left-field comment. There were no other comments to support her feeling the way she feels in this episode. Like, this was,
do you think that was
introduced,
foreshadowing for tonight's episode?
Yeah, but it was so weird. It's like a random little droplet.
Yeah.
It left in the last episode.
Yep.
They rented that house for
the
day.
Let's talk about that house.
Well, Matthew had I don't know if you want to say what you said, but I don't know what the setting was. Why would they go there? Was there, like, a certain thing that they were going for?
It's like Katie was so boho, so I think she came expecting, like, a fun boho vibe, and it looked like a really, like, a grandma vibe.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I was thinking that we were talking about the one where they went for Katie's bachelorette party, the house where Stassi was crying on the bathroom floor. Different houses,
oh,
right?
Oh, no,
That was the pool party for Shay and Carter.
Yeah, the birthday party.
Oh, okay. That wasn't the bachelorette party.
We haven't had a bachelorette party.
Okay. Bachelorette party hasn't happened yet. No.
Unless you were there and you were just from...
No, that's going to be in New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay.
This was that you... Can I say what you
said?
That
I don't
like
remember,
but sure. Like, it looked like a death house.
Yeah.
A funeral home.
Yeah.
A bit.
And I just... I mean, there's so many options in LA for room rentals. That was just a weird call for me.
Right. Like, I didn't think... Like, Stassi was talking it up in her interview, and it looked like a place that she would make fun of to me.
Right.
So yeah. I thought...
But Katie can do no wrong. Like, Katie wears these horrendous-looking outfits sometimes, and the girls all walk in, and they're like, oh, my God, you look so pretty. And it's like, I feel like you tell your best friend sometimes things that they want to hear, not necessarily having it be true.
Would you agree, though, that it's Katie's aesthetic? Like, that is... She's dressing how she dresses? Like, we haven't seen a change from season one of how she... Like, that's her...
I think it's evolved a little bit, because I actually feel like she had a little bit of style seasons one and two. And
I
then...
I can't remember what she was wearing.
Remember when she got the... I think Schwartz threw the beer in her face, and she was wearing, like, that leopard dress? She, like, looked like she was, like, making an effort.
I remember her hair. Not my favorite hair. It was like that blonde orange.
Right. I think, like, Kristen's very thin, and Stassi wears a lot more form-fitting type stuff, and Katie's just a lot more boho. And I think it's actually extremely hard to always look good on TV. Like, you honestly need, like, a professional stylist.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that something might come off looking bad on TV.
And we're talking about fat. I mean, they looked... Sheena and Stassi tonight looked fantastic. In every scene that they were in. Sheena in that, like, white thing with the, like, tucked into the jeans at Sandoval's birthday, like, was perfect. I said, I mean, she's tiny now. Like, she looks so thin, but it looked fantastic on her. And Stassi, when they were just, like, shopping at the weed shop, I was like, I turned to Matt and, like, she looks fantastic.
She did.
Mm-hmm. And that was her casual.
Mm-hmm. That's just casual. Yeah. And... they don't have braid men. Like, they don't have people coming and doing their braids. Like
Let's
Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. Talk about that. So, first of all, his decision to be Batmanning while filming this scene.
While he was visualizing his outfit.
Like, they are really stunting this year. Really stunting.
Yeah,
and
I love them.
Claiming that they have braid people.
Yeah.
Like, it's like your fellow server who does hair sometimes. You don't have a braid man. Get out of here.
Dave Navarro walks in to, like, braid Tom's hair. I was like, what is going on?
Don't you feel like they could carry a show, though? Like, just them two?
Yes.
Like,
I think
Tom and Ariana?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're up for it. Like, they're up for all the little stunts they'd have to do to fill the time.
I feel like they have fun as a couple.
They do.
Their relationship translates for me on screen.
I agree.
Same. And... I'm confused as to why Jax and Brittany are getting a spinoff.
Yeah.
Because I don't get them.
I don't know if I'm excited for that.
I'm not.
I'm not necessarily either.
But I definitely think there is some sort of dynamic there, which we saw tonight with, which I know we'll hop into later. But there's the dynamic with the fish the out family. Of water.
Yeah. I will give Sandoval props for this birthday party of his benefiting education and facilities for kids in Haiti. That's a cool thing to spin in to the show and do. But I did not like how his braids looked in the end after all that muss and fuss.
Right. I like how Ariana said that they wish they could just learn how to braid each other's hair.
Right. That was cute.
Yeah.
And Tom has invited Stassi and Kristen on the heels of Ariana's tiff with them at Katie's shower.
She said it great. Like, if they're going to donate money, then bring them. Like, and they have, and she's they have
so,
the money.
Well, she's so not the type to avoid them.
No.
Because of there has been an incident. She's so chill that she's like, I don't care.
Right.
Bring it on.
And I don't think she does care.
That's the thing. She doesn't. She's not going to let someone else ruin her day. I wish I had that, those balls, you know? That if you've had, like, an issue with somebody that it doesn't bother you later.
Yeah.
Like, it always bothers me.
I stay up at night thinking about what I might say in an instance that's never going to happen.
100%.
And you never say what you intended on.
And then the moment comes and I'm like, you're right. I crumble. I'm just like, ugh. I'm mush. But yeah, I know, I agree. I think that she, and this is what I said, every season I've liked how she's handled herself through the Kristen issues, through her thing with Sheena. I always feel like I've taken Ariana, I think she's just bold and like, I think she just doesn't care. It's like what you guys are saying. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't care.
When people are bold and honest, it's just refreshing, I think. And you're like, well, how can I not, you know, they're just being honest. Mm-hmm. You kind of just naturally take their side.
I thought that they were building up there to be a fight between, or a confrontation between Stassi and Ariana tonight, just when Sandoval told Ariana he had invited her. But I think that will be next week.
It's coming at the painting, whatever they're painting.
Yep.
Art night?
Yeah.
Art date night?
Yep.
Yeah.
We get to visit in with Katie and Tom. It is the morning after. So apparently, Katie has had a lot to drink at the shower. Tom had a lot to drink out with the guys at the Mexican joint, and there was a tiff. All she wanted was for him to come down to the car and help with the gifts, which is, I think, a completely reasonable request, because every bridal shower I've been to, the guy shows up at the end to help load the car, multiple cars, with all the gifts, because it's all these bulky boxes and home appliances that are huge. And you've got to get them all into the car, drive them to where you live, take them all out of the car. So I can see how this fight started. And none of her texts that they showed, at least, seemed too rude to me.
Oh.
I didn't think they were Tequila Katie-like.
I did.
I thought they were...
I'm happy they give us the screenshot of, like, a receipt. Like, I love that they show that this is what happened. Because they just seem like they cut, like, when they don't have to. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really like how when she goes into like a list like this of just like, this is what's wrong with you. And not just her, when people, it's just like, when you have like a laundry list of things that you hate about me, like, come on, don't send it in a text.
They don't know how to communicate, clearly.
Right. And I think that alcohol is a problem with couples and fighting. It seems like when people are like, we only fight when we're drinking. Well, 80% of people could say that. So maybe you guys shouldn't drink as much.
Cut out the culprit.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
Drink at home together, maybe, and not go. And don't talk about things that spark fights. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
When Katie told Lisa that they had the argument at the, are we there yet?
Go for it.
Just how Schwartz came over and Lisa was like, "My God, you two are getting married in a few weeks. Like, get it together."
I agree.
Get it together.
Well, it's like you can't tell if this is pre-wedding stress, which someone said in last week's episode, they're like, oh, everybody goes through this. It happened, you know, it's just, you know, pre-wedding jitters. If it's that, or if this is just always going to be the way that they are with each other and the way they communicate.
Yeah.
We have Joshua Lee 207 saying Team Katie on this one.
Oh, okay.
See, I didn't think her texts were that bad. I thought his were pretty rude in response, which showed me he was drunker than he was willing to admit the next day.
Well, neither of them.
He doesn't. Well, okay. So the way he spoke to her in the paint store, I was in shock. Actually,
and you're such a bitch, you're such a bitch.
And I would have pulled the same stunt. I would have been like, oh, I am? Then you can take an Uber home. Then I'll be one. I 100%. It, on camera for the whole world to see him calling me that. First of all, my boyfriend wouldn't talk to me like that. So if he did, I would definitely leave his butt right there in that paint store.
And you could also tell she was embarrassed because you could see her kind of totally go down and then look at a producer and just go, I need to do something to like, and I think she's just like, if I sit here, it's going to look
pathetic.
Yeah. So I think she's like, okay, I'm going to call you out on it.
I think it's, she snapped. She went from being so irritated and being like, just admit you were wrong to like, oh, that was a total crossing the line. Right. He made it really real on camera right now.
Yeah.
Agreed. That was a sad moment.
I am sure when the cameras went down, it was not pretty at their house.
Well, they smashed it before Sandoval's birthday. That was the same night. Or that was earlier in the day.
I could imagine the conversation was like, I am not going to be filmed fighting with you again on camera tonight. So either we're going to get along or we're going to pretend to get along.
Yep.
And avoid each other while we're there.
Yeah. I did like at that party too that we got in Ariana and Sheena, like kind of a Sheena saying that she doesn't feel like she can't talk with those girls because it would come back and like they would throw it in her face.
Let's talk about Sheena at this party, Tom's birthday party. She was busy.
She was making her rounds.
She was busy. So as soon as she sees James and his girlfriend, she marches up to them and says, I'm so glad to see you're still together, considering, which is a total pot stirring. Like, it looks so beyond orchestrated to me.
Yeah.
How do you, I know you're super, like, Team Sheena this year. What, how do you feel about it?
I am. That was kind of rough to see because I think that she was like, and then she even went back over and she's like, well, that didn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a weird thing to do. But I just realized this episode that I don't really like any of James's scenes, really. Like, I don't enjoy watching him as much as maybe the rest of the cast. Mm-hmm. And so that one, I didn't really care about it. And Raquel, if Raquel really knows, that's bad on her to stay there.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I don't understand what keeps getting women with him. Like, what does he do? How does he get these girls? Like, Ellie... you know, like what is he doing? What's his magic mix?
Because he's on a reality TV show that's very popular.
I think so with a girl like Raquel, I maybe get it how she thinks that he's cool. But with someone like Ellie, who's much older, I don't know why she would fall for a young twerp that we see go bonkers on TV all the time. It's like she should know better.
And who knows the history of him too? Like Ellie has seen kind of like I wouldn't want to be a name on that list.
All I can think of is, I know that, have you heard of the term star effers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's part of an ensemble of a wildly successful show.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that, I mean, I'm not saying Raquel is, but who knows, some of these girls might be. I have met James before, and I think that he is more charming in person than he appears on TV.
Agreed.
That's good to know.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. Agreed.
Mine's coming. My opinion's coming strictly based off of what I've seen. Right. Where I'm just like, what is the appeal?
I agree with. I find him hard to watch on the show.
Yeah.
But when I see him in person or have a conversation with him in person, he's easier to talk to, and he's nice. So.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep.
Sheena also.
Michelle D says you can go far with an accent.
That's so true.
I know, I do. That I'm a sucker so for an true. Accent, but that one is, now I'm just like.
DJ James kind of day.
Yeah. I'm killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. My residency is about to start tonight.
I got a gear. Yeah.
Ooh, that went back. What else?
That turned. Okay.
What else am I going to do for a job? Okay.
Right. Yeah. I love the B-roll of the Redbury. Is that where he is?
Yes.
Yes.
And he was like, how like popping this place is. And then you see the
Four
B-roll.
Extras.
And it's like, yeah, a completely empty walkway with nobody at the tables.
I just want to say that Arthur, like, I think that place does get busy. I think that they say you're allowed to have cameras in here from 5 to 6. And then we actually have a business to run.
Absolutely. So, as long as you're out by, right.
Yeah.
That, yes.
Okay. Yep. Sorry. So I know you're going to go back into a Sheena thing.
No, that's okay. Okay. So Sheena also at Tom's birthday party says to Kristen, I want to talk about these mean texts you're sending me. And the girls start arguing about the money thing, and then Katie comes up, so they stop.
Right.
Go ahead.
But exchanging stupid glances at each other, like,
Yeah.
Sheena wanted Katie to be like, what's going on with you two? Because I felt like Sheena was like, yeah. Or.
So, like, 19 to 20 is, like, hamming it up. Like.
Yeah.
Sheena is a hammer-upper.
Tying up her hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, when Sonic the Hedgehog would, like, put his hands on his hips and, like, start tapping his foot? I felt like Sheena was doing that while Katie's back. Like, Katie...
Just doing, like, the Betty Boop. Like, yeah. Like, here comes my, like, growling.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
No. Oh, Sheena. Our sweet Betty Boop. She also says in her interview portion, she since becoming closer to them, she's lost her voice.
Yeah.
Like, but you aren't closer to them. You're trying desperately to be closer to them, and they don't let you have a voice.
You don't have a voice.
Not in that group.
No.
Look, this is a trinity. This is a triangle of friends. You're never breaking through those walls and becoming
no,
a square.
I said it a couple weeks ago. She wasn't a part of the group season one, and 5 seasons later, she's still not a part of the group.
You didn't say that.
You weren't here, probably.
Just kidding. Yeah, I agree with you guys. It's bad for her. Like, it's just, she's not going to be in that core group. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's in with Jack, Schwartz, Sandoval, all them, but with those girls, it's just going to constantly be, like, her
I think I'd rather be with the guys.
Oh, I love them. I think they're more fun.
Way more.
Yeah.
More chill.
Yeah.
Can we have our Schwartz?
Because I don't think anything could really rock the guys out of friendship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the girls are easily torn apart. You say yeah. one wrong oh, thing yeah. and you're out.
Exactly.
Stassi says that this is the best that their friendship's ever been. She's like, they cut to her and she's like, because this is the best time we've ever had as friends.
And I think that they believe that.
I believe it too. I think that they are having a great time this year because they're staying yeah. so they're not fighting each other anymore.
Do you guys think though that they're closer than they were before all the shit hit the fan with like Kristen and Jack sleeping together?
Like before the show started, or like season one where she was with Frank and all that? Because they didn't like Frank, like the behind the scenes thing. Like they didn't like Frank. I think that this is probably the strongest that they have felt like they are.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that they've got years more history now. With each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Experience.
That's true.
On their show.
Yeah. On their show. Italicized and bold.
That they try really hard to make a really good show for us, by the way. Lala has gone MIA too, which is news to everyone at the party. And Jax's credit card gets declined in front of Brittany's mom. I thought Brittany had such a cute bite there when she was like, now make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Us too. We were laughing.
She's charming. She's
precious. Jax is also wearing Brittany's shapewear for his...
I died when that cami showed.
Shapewear.
So good.
So then Sheena, who is kind of our narrator through this whole party, takes Ariana aside and tells her she's having issues with Shay because everything's so good between them, but he's also never home.
And tells so to her to me, back up off him via text message.
Yes. So to me, this signals that everything is not good at all. I think Shay just kind of... Speaking of finding voices, found his own voice because it seemed like when they were having all their issues, he felt like he could never get a word in.
Yeah.
He was being told how to feel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be hard for Sheena because I think everybody was saying that their relationship was just going to fail, and I think that she wants it so badly not to. And I think this was the first telling sign of like it eventually obviously came to an end. But I think that she just was presenting something that just wasn't there. And it's got to be hard to face that reality and just, like, actually open up about it. And admit that my boyfriend or my husband is not responding to me as a right. husband should.
Right. Absolutely.
Like it's embarrassing.
It's back in, like, bad boyfriend territory. It's not like he's your husband right now.
Yeah.
But I think the thing with Shay and Sheena, I don't think Shay was ever a bad boyfriend. I actually think he right. was, like, the perfect boyfriend. I think that, I mean, I know that everyone knows now because it's on social media and it's been weeks, but their separation, I think that it got to Shay. I think that all of this finally took its toll on him.
Being on the show yeah. and having everyone know
his business,
his
yeah.
problems.
Because and, I, yeah. I think that it was more, you know, he was part of the show because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, all of this baggage was part of it.
Yeah.
True. Was enough to...
And to give Ariana, like, more snaps, she was just as listening, what Sheena wanted, a listening ear instead of an advice. I think, and what we were shown anyway. I think that Sheena just wanted to sound off because she said that she can't really talk to anybody else about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that her and Ariana are back in good place.
I love that scene because that was two friends talking.
Yes.
There was no judgment. The past didn't matter. You know, the stupid arguments that they've had. Yeah. Ariana was there to listen to her.
And I felt so bad that Sheena said, I can't talk about it with them because they'll throw it in my back in my face. Well, then they're not your friends.
Right.
And Ariana said that.
Right.
Those aren't friends.
Right.
Like how you and I fight.
And you throw it in my face all the time.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, the mean texts from Kristen continue to Sheena about the bridal stuff. She tells Katie. And she also tells Katie that Kristen is mean texting her about hugging Ariana and talking to Ariana. Kristen was really on one in this episode.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's my contribution.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, because it's just like Sheena and Ariana were friends before, mm-hmm. and they're not talking like about this, them or the group.
Every single week, it's like, Sheena, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're supposed to be our best friend. Like,
yeah.
This is so you can't sit with us to me that I cannot even believe this is real life.
Yeah. Plastics.
You said it so well. I have nothing to contribute to that because you took the words out of my mouth.
Same.
But they try really hard to make a really good show, and no one in the world knows what they're going through. By the way.
Oh, I missed it.
We're running so far behind, we're not going to have time to talk about all the social media drama involving my latest comments I just said.
But. Yeah. Just go to their Twitters.
Yeah, go to their Twitter.
Specifically Sassy, Lala, and Kristen, correct?
Yes.
I didn't know Kristen was involved.
She's just retweeting mostly.
Oh, okay.
Stassi was like retweeting Kristen and vice versa. And...
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I did not like that Sheena did bring it up to Katie about the money.
Leave her alone. Regardless of whatever bullshit's going on with them, like, let her enjoy her wedding planning.
Maybe bring up the Ariana bit if you do want to have, like, a conversation, but you could leave and just say there was disagreements about the bridal shower I felt kind of out of, not included in with it, but you don't have to bring up the price point, because it's true. I think that is kind of an unsaid etiquette 101.
To me, this was producer-driven. This was...
Their conversation?
Yeah.
At work?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
While filming.
Yeah.
James's quick little scene at the Redbury that cracked me up when the girlfriend was like, how do you turn this on? It's way too complicated for me. Yeah. I mean, he plays songs on a laptop. Not to be rude, but...
Yeah, I don't know what a DJ does, really. Like, I don't know. But I know that only some places in LA have, like, live DJs for their music and entertainment, and that just didn't seem... Like, again, we're probably seeing, like, a very early set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, Pump and Sir, when I've been there, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense that we have a DJ here. It's part of the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Redbury? I don't know if we need it.
But I've been there before.
Have you?
I think. If it's Hollywood, if it's the place I'm thinking of.
It is.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been there.
It almost looks like a New York-style apartment building from the outside, right?
I've only seen the outside.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't let in.
It's awesome.
The interior looked cute from what I could see in the...
I went to a birthday party there a couple of years ago, and it was a lot of fun, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if Arthur's running it, he seems like he has a level head, so I feel
Shout out to Arthur. Hi, Arthur. We love you.
Solid.
He's been one of the highlights of this season. Arthur, you have been one of the highlights of this season.
He's great, and I think that if he has experience running Pump, he probably knows how to run a successful place, too.
Of course.
I wanted to mention Darren Wilson in our chat room.
What up, Darren?
Hi, Darren. Says, I feel like Katie took the criticism from viewers that she was a pushover in previous season and is now going overboard times 1,000.
I mean, or there's something to the fact that she's kind of a different person when she's emboldened by Stassi's friendship.
Yep, which is something that Schwartz said at the very beginning of this season, before we had him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coming back around to Sheena. Sheena, the star of the show this week up until this point. She has Tom over with her and Shay to kind of discuss tonight's roast for Jax's birthday party.
Yeah.
And they come around to talking about Katie. And Sheena throws out at Tom, don't you think she has a drinking problem? And Tom kind of agrees. This is... gotta hurt Katie's feelings in real time right now to see her say something like that.
Tom Sandoval, I'm pretty sure, answered in the maybe. because of the camera. Okay. Because it, that, to me, was a yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want to say that on camera either. Because that's something, that's a pretty serious accusation to call somebody an alcoholic.
It's a lot of pot stirring from Sheena this episode.
I think that that's probably her...
trying to get a paycheck?
No. Hmm. Actually, no. I think that it's kind of her way at retaliating because she's being mistreated from these girls.
I agree.
Yeah.
Or maybe coming up with an excuse of why they're so resistant of letting her in. Maybe. Like, just being like, well, yeah, okay.
Jay's so nice. Gives Sheena the benefit of the doubt.
I'm trying. I mean, these people are real people, so it's just hard to, like, really see what their motivation is. And I try not to think that they're so driven by a reality show to, like... to crush these friendships. But, I mean, that is a serious accusation to make. Like, you can make it about James just because I think he's self-admitted it. Mm-hmm. But for Katie to call somebody an alcoholic, that is hard to hear just watching the show because you're like, you think back, you're like, well, she is kind of mean. And she says it when she's in the shop with Stassi, like, I'm trying not to be angry. And if you need something to kind of cut that out of your life, that hate and kind of that anger when you see red, you know, that's when it starts turning into abuse, when you're like, I need this to not be like that. I think that's when it starts turning from... a casual like to a dependency.
And rather than cutting out the alcohol to test that, she's deciding to go with marijuana instead to balance her out.
Mm-hmm. Which some people do, and I get that. I don't smoke. I don't know how it does.
I feel bad for Katie in this scene because I'm sure that they thought this would be a cute, humorous scene for the two of them to shoot. And they tied it on to Sheena accusing her of being an alcoholic and having other people in the room basically nod their head yes.
And Shay
and then it's like, now I'm trying out weed for my rage. It's kind of...
like a back-to-back.
Man, the editors are shady. They
are. Yeah, I didn't realize that they were back-to-back, but it's shady. A dependency from a dependency conversation to a dependency.
Yeah. It's almost like they're trying to make it look like Katie's admitting... oh, I have a problem.
Do you think that they showed Shay talking about it because he's, like, the resident expert of, like, abuse substance?
Thought it was silly that he was...
Chiming in.
Unless he was going to be like, look, from my classes or my counseling sessions, I would say it seems like, you know...
textbook. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anywho. Yeah. Moving on. Preparing for Jax's roast, Brittany has to tell her mom about the Jax and Kristen going down on each other rumor. This poor mother, why did they think it was a good idea to drag her out there for this party?
This is a rough one.
I mean, if she wasn't going to do all the research and watch this show herself, it's like they did it all for her. They could... I mean, isn't the best part about not telling your mom all the stuff about your boyfriend is that they never know all the things you don't want them to know?
Yeah. It's like, hey, why don't you come while we air all of his dirty laundry?
All of it.
Oh, my God.
All of it. Yeah. And there's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's use our remaining time to talk about the roast.
Yep.
Wow, so many good points. Who did you think did the best one?
I think the best timing and the best jokes that cut was Ariana.
Yes.
I think she has a comedian's timing.
That's that very serious comedy training that she's got.
It's paid off.
The way she was able to come right back at Kristen, either she was prepared or she does that good.
Yep.
Because she came, the reaction shot they showed of Kristen, which probably wasn't the proper timing. Yeah. Really, it probably wasn't the reaction shot to that, but it was so good.
I thought it was. You didn't?
She was already on her
phone. No, I thought Kristen would have been like rolling her eyes.
Or been like,
whatever.
She was always like, just and like, she's like, everything that they cut to, she's like, sorry. Like, you know, like I think she is always interacting. And you always want to be a part of it. I think that
it's like the roast was the best part of the show.
She had to have known that Ariana was going to come back at her when she said that. Yeah. When she was obviously taking the opportunity to do that.
And it wasn't until Ariana was introduced to go up that I thought to myself, oh, I'm going back to watch this when I get home. Yeah, because we didn't have enough time to rewind and watch it again, which I absolutely would have before we came in here. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was so good.
Who did you like, Megan? Who was your favorite?
I liked Ariana a lot.
And weakest.
I felt let down by Stassi because I thought Stassi had the best opportunity, and I think she is naturally really funny.
I think so, too.
And she went easy on him and claimed it was because of Brittany's mom, but I don't know, maybe she just, like, wasn't that... maybe she thought they weren't supposed to go as harsh as some of the people did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why she went easy on him.
I was surprised that Stassi's was so tame.
I thought Brittany's was appropriate for having her mom there.
I thought Brittany's was adorable.
Yeah.
I kind of liked everybody's except... maybe, like, Sheena's and Stassi's to me were like, eh.
Yeah.
I can't really remember what Sheena said.
I mean, Sandoval went hard.
He went like it was a true
roast.
Like, he was like, going, and Ariana did too.
I'm not mad at that either, though. Like, you're
if you're inviting that kind of party, then that's what you should expect.
Right.
Regardless of the audience.
Shay saying, I'm not the fattest guy anymore was so good.
And you could tell Jax was like, wait a second, what?
Jax was like, wait, seriously? He's thinner than me now? And the whole room's like, yes, yes!
Because you don't expect that from Shay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he prepared jokes and did it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That was funny.
And it's nice that they included him.
Yeah. Because poor Shay is never on the show.
Yeah.
At the end, when Kristen pretended to be mad at Sandoval for bringing up
the eating a Kentucky biscuit?
Yes. I mean, I just felt like she was trying to... I didn't think she was really that mad. Okay, maybe she was. But either way, it didn't take off.
Well, no, because Kristen was over at Britney's house before, and I think that she must have sent a text saying, hey, I'm over with Britney, and she is not feeling great about the homosexuality of the biscuit eating. And I think that Tom probably responded with saying, I'm leaving it in.
Right.
Or he didn't respond at all.
I'm leaving it in or leave her home.
Oh. Well, but you're right. I don't know. I think I kind of took that as a serious Kristen moment.
Yeah.
I definitely thought that was a real moment between the two of them.
Okay. But it didn't take off because Tom refused to actually get mad. He's like, okay, well, too bad. I said that
it happened. You can't take it back.
She heard it.
It really happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just didn't, take off for me.
So are you surprised that the most upsetting thing that Britney's mom heard was that Jax may or may not have kissed a guy?
Let's get into this. So that's how we leave the show at the end. And that's what I think she wants to talk about at home and next week, obviously.
He just was like, let me enjoy my night. Do we have to talk about this at home? And she was like,
I am surprised that that's the one thing.
Being in jail.
I don't even know if it's genuine because obviously they're going to want to lead us into a spinoff with these three characters at some point. So I don't know if it was a thing where the producers were like, pick something to be mad about or if
that
genuinely was her.
I think it's a conservative family.
Me too. Yeah. It's.
I still cannot with conservatives only caring about certain hot button issues and not thinking that other things are on the same level or worse. Like, she doesn't care that Jax got locked up a million times or stole everything, you know?
Gotta go pregnant would be kind of the one I'd be more afraid
The pregnant in Vegas, I was like, oh my God.
That may have been the most uncomfortable
and who
comment.
Said that? Who was that one?
I think
one?
It was Ariana.
Oh, because Maury. She talked about Maury saying that was the time that was the only time you heard you're not the father.
Right.
Yeah, that one, I was like, whoa. Like, I think I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being there for that.
Yeah. The fact that she was pretending she only took issue, I just felt like it's really not that genuine, maybe, if she's playing the card of like, oh yeah, you kissing a man is really what sets me off. I'm going to take my daughter back home to Kentucky. Like,
yeah.
Really? Not the pregnant in Vegas?
Stealing sunglasses for your daughter.
Going to jail.
Yeah. Your card getting declined.
Michelle D says, Jax said on Watch What Happens Live that she's real conservative.
That makes sense. I believe that.
I believe it too.
I'm just surprised that was the one that was like that was a step too far.
Right. I agree.
I'm actually excited to see this Watch What Happens Live because I like the Tom and Ariana one. I don't know if you guys watched that last week.
Yes.
They were great.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't.
It was a good one. I like them being interviews. They're goofy.
She looks great. You know what is so amazing to me is that, like, I feel like the Housewives always look spot on the show, spot on the reunions, spot on Watch What Happens Live. And there's such a difference between the Vanderpump Rules cast on the show versus the way they look on Watch What Happens Live. Yeah. Like, they just have this amazing hair and makeup team at Watch What Happens Live, and they look like the most polished, amazing versions of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's always like, wowza.
Yeah. And her braid was to the gods.
On fleek.
It was great.
Fleek.
Yeah.
They always get this amazing, her and Tom always get these amazing, like, spray tans when they go.
Yeah.
Everyone's always spray tanned to the death.
Yeah, they're great. I like, it was a good episode. If you could watch it, I'd find it.
Does anyone want to summarize for us kind of what went on this week on social media between?
I didn't follow it as much. I kind of texted you guys saying I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
I didn't care much.
Take it away, Megan.
Well, so apparently it seems like the world is still siding with Lala, not so much the girls being mean to her. And Stassi put out this statement about She wrote it on, like, notebook on her phone and then, like, posted it as a photo saying, like, we worked so hard to make such a good show for you guys. And Lala has chosen not to be honest about her life. And she's, like, a real bitch when we're not filming to Katie. So you guys aren't seeing that. And having an NDA, trying to make people around her sign non-disclosure agreements is in breach of her Bravo contract. So Stassi's trying to call all this out, and she's like, "Plus, so I made it my mission to get rid of her. No matter how bad I looked." And it seems like her and the other girls keep trying to drive home this point of, like, we worked so hard to make this amazing show for you. And it's like, well, if it were really, really real all the time, then you guys wouldn't have to work so hard to make a good show.
Right.
Yep.
I give them credit for showing as much as they do, but let's be honest, if you're trying to throw down everyone's throats that you work really hard to make such a good show and all they're supposed to be doing is taping you out at the bar drinking with your friends, getting in fights with your friends, like, I'm sorry, you're not. This is, like, first world bullshit to me.
I also feel like you just use the block or the mute button on Twitter and then you don't deal with that. Like, I just have never not liked somebody enough to want to drag them down. I just, like, I'm done with you.
And if they would just play into the drama rather than fight it so hard, like, they wouldn't look so bad this season.
And they're acting like it's like a baby that they've nurtured and watched grow and blossom. Just because you're being honest that you're on a reality TV show and you're allowing us into your lives, even if it's just this much of your life that we're actually getting to see. And I feel like Lala, up until this point, I'm not saying not right now, but she's been good TV.
Right.
She's allowing us into her life, too. I mean, we don't know what's going on.
We just don't know the difference. I think that's where Stassi's statement's coming from, is we aren't seeing everything. And I've said multiple times that I know that Lala says things in the media that aren't good at Katie, and I don't like that part of her. But that's how she's living.
Right. I mean, I think these girls need to realize their retaliation is so bad that everyone's taking Lala's side. They don't see it that way, and they need to, like, open their eyes to that.
You had your thing about Lisa.
Yes.
Neil.
We have Neil?
a real quick PSA.
Close up on Matthew.
Okay.
Thank you, Neil.
This is a formal invitation. I'm going to try that again. This is a formal invitation for the one and only Lisa Vanderpump to come join us in studio for an interview. We have tried to reach out and get you to come and join us here. So please take this as your opportunity to RSVP yes to this party. Thank you, Lisa.
RSVP LVP.
Yeah, we'd love to have you in, Lisa. That'd be awesome. And anything else? Does anybody want to throw out any predictions?
We've got a couple comments from the chat.
Cool. Okay.
Michelle D says, if I were Lala, I wouldn't share personal info with those girls either. They always use the info against you when they're mad.
Right.
Give me shelter. Says, guys, first time live convo, but always watch the morning after. Really nice commentators and host.
Thank you.
And
read a bad one just to bring us back down. Humble us a little bit. Just kidding. Please don't.
Yeah, there's nothing mean because everyone here loves us.
Oh, you guys.
You guys. Wait for the morning after for that one cast member who likes to write mean stuff. Hey, girl. Okay, so anybody, any quick predictions for next week? I think
looks juicy. Art night.
Yeah, art night. I think it's a showdown between Ariana Stassi and Jackson, Brittany's mom.
You mentioned something earlier that I find very interesting. I think Stassi fights with her emotions. Mm-hmm. I think they take the best of her, and I think Ariana fights with her head.
Ooh, yeah. It's like an emotional maturity thing. Hmm. I have yet to get to that level.
I
aspire to be Ariana in an argument.
Yes.
I want to see how next week unfolds.
I'm more excited to see that than the Jax versus Brittany's mom.
Me too. All right, kiddos. Cool. Anything else? We're out of time. Sorry.
That's it. Well, you guys can keep talking with me if you want, or look at my pictures on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, or Twitter at @still_jealous.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker, same name on Instagram and Snapchat. And in the morning, I'm flying to Vegas, so follow my snap. Maybe doing some fun stuff.
What happens in Vegas?
Don't get a girl pregnant.
I'm not going to try to not get anyone pregnant. Jack style. Love you guys. Have a great week. Chat with us on Twitter, and we'll see you next Monday for another Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Good night.
Bye. Buzz buzz.
Buzz buzz.
Buzz buzz.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.